We are back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, which hosts music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm gonna react to a batshit crazy video. It's another one of the Hodge twins videos. They're hilarious as hell. And it's a video where they're reacting to a TikToker saying their new vagina don't work. I would say their fake vagina don't work. That's how I would title it, because you can't just make a real vagina and make a real penis. You have to be born with those things. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, check us out. Promopalace.biz, one-stop shop for all marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service. We pretty much do promotion on all platforms. And if we're not, it's pretty much we can't. All right, let's get into it. The hilarious Hodge twins. TikTokers, new vagina don't work, or fake vagina won't work.
This is got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show for y'all.
We got this woman that's pissed off.
Well, it's not a woman. It's a trans woman. You got to make that clarification. Those are two totally different things. A trans woman and a woman. Trans woman and cis woman.
Yeah, cis woman is
Yeah, let's be politically correct.
It's like real.
Trans woman. It's a regular woman. It's regular. No, trans. That's old school.
Cis is like 100% organic, and trans is like
old school, man. You know?
Yeah. Like,
trans woman is the modern woman. Trans woman is the what? The modern woman. That's the new model coming out. Yeah, that's woman 2.0. Now, we fitting to show you a biological male who's a trans woman.
No, it's the modern woman. Comes the modern woman.
Well, you got to explain. Now, it's a modern woman. It's woman 2.0. It's a trans woman. But
it's a make-believe fairy tale woman.
Male. Now, this biological...
See, this modern woman comes with more accessories. Like to come out there with the power windows. Yeah. Now, you got to roll them windows up. Now, you got the power windows.
Yeah.
These modern women, you can actually get them with dicks.
Hey, anyway, before I so rudely cut off, this modern woman, this trans woman, this woman 2.0.
Chicks with dicks.
She actually got something that women get. A biological woman. Cisgender.
That's what she's claiming.
Will you stop cutting me off? Now, this biological male who's a trans woman, she calls...
How many times are you going to break this down?
You keep cutting me off.
They get the picture.
No, let me finish my statement.
Well, say it.
You stop cutting me off, dude. This modern woman, this trans woman, this transgender woman, right? She actually, how shall I put it? She got a condition that typically a cisgender woman gets.
Oh, you done? Let's go to the video.
Now, you're probably asking, how in the hell a biological man going to get a condition that a woman, that a cis, oh, fuck.
If you're confused, hi, I'm Zaya. I'm transgender. And like 8 months ago, I got bottom surgery or gender confirmation surgery. So I had a PP and now I have a vagina. And let me just preface this by saying I do not regret getting surgery. I do not regret it. So I don't want any of y'all conservative ass bitches to twist my words. I do not fucking regret surgery. However, I knew recovery was going to be hard, but nobody tells you that it could be this fucking hard. But yeah, I was diagnosed with vaginal stenosis. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically when scar tissue gets built up inside of the vaginal canal to the point where it's like extremely tight and uncomfortable. And the thing is, for the first year after getting bottom surgery, you have to dilate your vagina religiously because it's a brand new canal that needs to be kept open religiously for the first year.
Now that I have this stenosis, I physically cannot dilate.
My vagina still has depth, but it's so tight to the point that it could start to close and form pockets that could lead to infection, which means that I have to get another surgery. I basically just have to get the surgery all over again and get my vagina replaced. And like, it's just so fucking annoying. And it just sucks because my vagina has made me so happy, happier than I've ever been. I finally feel comfortable in my body. It's so pretty on the outside. It's just the inside of it that's all fucked up. And now I have to get an emergency revision surgery. I'm still waiting on the date. Hopefully it's soon. Yeah, I just wanted to come on here and be open and honest because I hope this shows you guys that being transgender, I would never choose this lifestyle. I did not choose to struggle like this. All of the struggles that I've been through.
Let me pause it for a second. You just said, I don't want to get on here and tell lies. Well, say you didn't choose to be transgender. That's a lie. That's a lie. Another lie is referring that only conservatives, have a problem with this transgender thing. Like referring that only conservatives disagree or don't support this trans, like all Democrats and liberals don't support transgender. That's bullshit. It's mathematically impossible that every single one of them are just, you know, rallying behind, yes, transgenderism. That's horseshit. That's bullshit. I guarantee they don't all support it. I guarantee there's Democrats and liberals that are saying, yo, this shit is just a little too far out there. And you know how I know that? Because there's Democrats that left being Democrats and became independent or libertarian or conservatives because of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And if you're, another lie is if you're so happy with your vagina, why are you on this video crying like a little bitch? Let's keep it moving.
Still going through are just to feel comfortable with my fucking self, to feel comfortable in my
this is the thing, people like that, I gotta stop it again. I had to stop it again. They're never gonna feel comfortable with themselves, because if you felt comfortable with yourself, you wouldn't trying to identify as something you're not. You wouldn't be trying to become something you can't. You wouldn't try to go through all these changes. You know, like, I'm not the best looking. I'm definitely not the tallest. I'm like 5'4", probably 150 to 160 pounds. I got a computer gut. I do got some big blue eyes that definitely stand out. But like, yeah, I got major flaws based on the system. Like being short is a major flaw. As far as dating relationship goes, but you know, I'm not sitting there crying, saying, oh my gosh, I wish I was taller. I wish I could be taller. Nah, I just probably try to, what I typically do is I just go after women that are already attracted to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't really dwell into this, like, you know, I have to do things to make people feel attracted to me, you know, like, how about just wear different outfits and find outfits that match my eyes? That's, you know, like, what the hell? Like, people just, if you were really comfortable with who you are, you wouldn't try to be something that you can't and that you'll never be. You know, I'm fearless now. Ever since I got hit by a car, I'm fearless. So I can sit there and say, hey, I identify as a honey badger. But it doesn't make me a honey badger.
fucking body. And it's so hard. It's so fucking hard. But I would do this shit all over again if I had to. I would do it all over again.
And then why are you crying about it?
A mushroom tip makes you uncomfortable when it's attached to your body, but you're more than willing to jerk one off and suck one off? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with her?
I thought I was harsh, but let's keep it moving.
Everything that's going wrong in your life has virtually been self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Your choice.
You've been just fine. Chick with a dick. Yeah. That's modern woman. That's woman. I don't know why
you just got a few extra accessories.
I don't know why you would chop it off and make a hole in you. I mean, I know the dude's pounding you from the back. I know he's doing anal.
They're getting a little too detailed for me. Yeah, they're getting a little too detailed for me. Sodomy.
So why you chop that off?
Yeah, you could have best of both worlds, man.
Man, what you got is not vaginal stenosis. You're feeding a delusion.
Yeah.
Your body, that, what you call it?
Vaginal stenosis?
No, a new Barbie pouch. Is that what they call it?
A Barbie pouch?
That's what they call them, Barbie pouches. You know, if you get bottom, so they call them Barbie pouches. Your Barbie pouch.
That's the new one. I never heard that one.
What's happening to you?
All it is a cum catcher.
Semen catcher.
That's all it is.
It's a semen catcher.
You know when she has sex, have some dude go up in her and bust?
Yeah.
She got to go and clean that shit out. All that shit's going to get infected.
Okay, I've heard it up. I see why the Hodge twins got the following they got. They say some of the most outlandish shit. It's funny as shit, though. A lot of the shit's funny as hell, but they say some of the most outlandish shit. They're willing to talk about pretty much anything, and they're willing to get into all the details. But yeah, like, I'm just a strong opponent. Like, everybody should just be comfortable in their own skin. Like, my father committed suicide when I was young. I never knew my father. Apartment burnt down a few weeks before Christmas. I was always this depressed kid as I was young. My stepfather took me to the mall one time before he married my mother. As soon as he said, "I do," he didn't even want to be my father a day in his life. My grandfather was pretty much the closest thing I had to a father. You know, but yeah, like, I got over the depression. I found things that truly made me happy, and I do those things. Like, I promote music for a living. I love hip hop music. I love music in general. And the fact that I promote music for a living, I feel like a very highly needed and necessity, and a very important, if not the most important part of the music business, in any business, is marketing and advertising. You know, I feel like a necessity in life. Like, people need what I have to offer, and that makes me feel good. That makes me feel happy. I get paid to do it every day. I have time to get on here and shit talk and rant and give my opinions or any facts and evidence that I may know on this podcast every single day. You know, I work from home. I can sleep in every day if I want to, even though I don't. I take every day off. You know, any day off that I want to, even though I never do, you know, because like a friend of mine posted on a post today, like, life isn't about, like, taking a bunch of vacations. It's about creating this life that feels like a vacation, that feels like this life that you don't never have to leave to go on a vacation, that your life itself is a vacation. And that's how I feel about my life. My life itself is a vacation, you know. Once again, I'm thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.